It's 13 minutes to 7 o'clock. Now, what's life really like on your local farm? What do farmers really do? Well, today's Open Farm Sunday, a special day when farms in Gloucestershire open the gates to visitors. Time to meet the animals, meet the tractors, watch wool spinning and wood carving and do lots of other wonderful things. And, of course, meet the farmers as well. I've been along to visit Court Farm at Stoke Orchard, where Simon Knight is the farmer. Simon, just tell us... Just explain where we are now, then.
In the pig shed. We've got a shed up behind our farm shop. We've got a couple of sows in there with their little baby piglets. I say small, they're about 6 weeks old. That's where we are at the moment.
Just talk about these pigs here. I have a background with these pigs, because I used to work in a farm market with pigs, so I know my way around a pig. But what kind of breed are these, then?
Well, these are a little bit of a mixture. I believe the sow has got some Oxford Sandy and black in her, because we bought these off a local farm and he wasn't 100% sure himself. So they're a bit of a Heinz 57 job, but they're all really happy and healthy. So, they look good.
And on Sunday, when you do the open farm, presumably that people have come to see it and they'll be able to come and see the pigs.
Yes, they will. The whole farm almost is going to be opened up. However, we do have these on show for folks to come and have a look round every day of the week.
Tell us about education, because it seems to me that we have a rather romantic view of the countryside sometimes. Nice piggies going around the farm. But actually, of course, in the end, they probably end up in your shop one way and another. How important is it to educate people to what farming is really about?
Well, yeah, it's really something we feel very strongly about. Which is why we do want to educate folks when they come to the farm. As you quite rightly say, all of these will be going through our own meat department in the shop. And we want to keep everything really local to keep this stress down for the animal as well. So, it's what we're all about, really.
So how long will they actually be here before they depart to your shop?
All depends how much I feed them, basically. Hopefully they should be here for another 4 months, 4 or 5 months, something like that. It just depends what the demand is in the shop, and we're not in any great rush. So when they're fat, really. We don't force them on or anything. They just get there in their own time.
Now, as you can hear, we've moved from the pigs, the lovely pigs, who were being a bit quiet, to the chickens. How many chickens have you got here then, Simon?
We have up to about 1,700 hens on the farm at any one time. They're all free range. We've had hens here since, I don't know, 1970-something, even before I was born. Or I suspect even farther back than that, I don't know. All the eggs we sell through our own farm shop. And we supply a few local bed and breakfast cafes, pubs, hotels, etc. as well.
When you say free range, what do you actually mean by free range? Because people do, again, as I was saying just now about pigs, people get a bit confused.
Well, all our hens are let out first thing in the morning when it gets light, and they are shut in when it gets 10 o'clock at night in the evening at the moment is when they get shut in there. Shed, and then of course, as I say, they're let out again the next day. So
what about the eggs then? Does somebody actually have to physically come here every day and pick up all these eggs?
Yeah, several times a day.
Really?
Several times a day. Because we're on quite an old-fashioned farm, and in reality we are quite a small hen farm, it's quite labour-intensive. But we've got our hens in very small flocks, which hopefully keeps them all happy and healthy. And hopefully that means that the eggs are absolutely lovely. So, we do have to click the eggs about three times a day.
That's a lot of hard work for somebody. Now, your family has been here since 1936. You're the fourth generation?
Yeah, so I believe. Yeah, I am the fourth one here. As you say, 1936, it came into into our family. And we're just trying to carry on the mantle, really.
When you were growing up on a farm, did you always want to be a farmer?
Yeah, I was always working here. I had some hens of my own since I was six. I had my own account at the local feed company when I was six, apparently. which my parents obviously set up for me. I didn't walk down there and set that up. And I've been doing it my entire life.
That's great stuff. Those pigs are very quiet, I have to tell you. We did get them to move and make a noise later on, and the chickens were just glorious. More later on with Kate Clark, because there's more second part to that story. You'll hear Simon Knight at Court Farm in Stoke Orchard. We hear about the farm again later, and also the pigs and the chickens, but also visit the brand new farm shop as well, and have a look around the farm. And Court Farm's open today from 10 till 4, free entry, plenty of parking there as well. And walk around the farm, you'll also get to meet Simon the farmer and watch lots of farming displays and demonstrations. And that's more with Kate Clark from 9 o'clock this morning. When she's also hearing from the Wychwood Festival, Gemma's going to be reporting live from that. A Science of Food studio guest from Hearts Barn Cookery School to discuss some unusual recipes and how